Florida has the second highest population of veterans in the United States, nearly 1.6 million people. It's estimated that 1 in 5 vets of recent conflicts will have post-traumatic stress disorder or major depression. These conditions often are linked to substance abuse, homelessness, and repeated arrests. Specialized veteran programs are popping up in civilian courts all across the country, offering an alternative to jail. Get treatment for the underlying health problems, and the charges will be dropped. 90.7's Abe Abariah looks at one veteran's journey through a separate court system.
George Dawson has the rough hands of a carpenter and a grizzly gray beard. He's on his hands and knees pulling weeds out of a red mulch flower bed at the Orlando VA Medical Center's administration building.
This community service ain't too bad. I joked when I said Becky had me under the lash, you know, but it's not hard. It's just, you know, you got to do what you're responsible for, you know. You get community service.
Dawson is clean and sober and a small business owner. He repairs and resells broken pallets. But 13 months ago, it was a different story.
I was, I don't know. I wouldn't say suicidal. I wasn't suicidal, no.
He was homeless, staying in extended stay hotels for $200 a week or sleeping on couches. He was an alcoholic with a drug problem and a post-traumatic stress disorder diagnosis.
I was just hopelessly given up. That's what I would say. Hopeless and despair and depressed beyond belief. You know, just felt like there was just no hope.
Dawson was arrested for driving on a suspended license, but that was actually a good thing because it brought him into Veterans Court in Orlando. Veterans Court for Dawson means regular drug testing, mood-stabilizing medication for his PTSD, and VA housing benefits. When he graduates from the Ninth Circuit's Veterans Court, his charges will be dropped. Federal statistics show 80% of veterans in jail had a substance abuse problem before being incarcerated, and 1 in 4 were homeless in the year before being arrested. Dawson is 57, but his problem started as a 17-year-old tank driver in Korea for the Army.
But there was death and violence, and there was all sorts of things going on that you wouldn't believe. For a young man of my age to experience, I lost it over there. I mentally lost it over there.
People who have post-traumatic stress disorder and are untreated have anger, a lot of anger.
That's University of Central Florida psychologist Deborah Beidle. She researches new therapies for veterans with PTSD and has worked with patients from local veterans court. Beidle says the focus on healthcare as part of the justice system is critically important.
If we just put everyone in jail when they're suffering and in need of treatment, we're not doing anything to fix the problem.
Florida has 16 active veterans courts, including the year-old Orange and Osceola County Court. Veterans Court looks for solutions by collaborating with the State Attorney's Office, the Department of Corrections, probation officers, social workers, the VA, and Veterans Group each week to walk through the cases.
We were told to go home and take off our uniforms and forget we were ever there because of that time period.
Can't take it off completely.
Well, you never did.
That's Veterans Court Judge Jerry Brewer. He has an easy rapport with the veterans because he is one. He served in Vietnam.
You walk through one airport too many where somebody calls you a baby killer.
Yeah.
After you get to the other end of it, you just say, well, okay, maybe I am a baby killer. I don't know.
Many of the cases Brewer deals with are more serious than driving on a suspended license.
I mean, if you look through this docket, you're going to see there right on top, ag assault with a deadly weapon. I doubt very seriously if there's another veterans court in this state that's seeing cases like that.
Brewer said they wrestled with the question of whether it's fair to have a separate system for veterans focused on treatment, but you have to start somewhere.
The way we've done business for years and years as the judicial branch of government, while it works to an extent, isn't really doing everything that it could be doing.
Florida is one of 32 states with veterans courts, and advocates want to see them in all 50. 75 vets are actively in the Central Florida program, and 13 have graduated. So far, only one has flunked out. Dawson will get a new set of dog tags when he graduates from veterans courts. He may even shave and swap out the t-shirt for a suit.
I fully expect that you'll wear your best t-shirt.
Oh, I'll dress up.
And you'll graduate.
You said I wouldn't, but I guess I will.
Look, man.
Dawson and the people who go through veterans court are much less likely to commit crimes later. Here's why Dawson thinks the program is a success.
It's just a consolidated group of people who actually give a damn, you know?
For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abariah in Orlando.
George Dawson will graduate from Veterans Court December 16th.